There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. You can take a look at the Odyssey app too, by the way.
Then use your
I lost my train of thought. I said, good morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Good morning to all y'all in the Decula area.
Wonderful Decula.
I got four lines I got to remember, and I just lost my train of thought.
Man.
This is how the day's starting off.
Come on now.
How you doing?
All right. All right.
My friends in up north would say, how you doing, pal?
Yeah.
One of those 2-3 days like that there.
Is that what
all
it
right.
was?
Let me put myself down here.
Okay.
You know, let's enjoy the comforts of the studios here, the Kia Studios today, because tomorrow you and I, we need to bring some of them cushions you used to bring to the, you know, the stadiums when they get them wooden seats.
Yeah.
To make you sit a little bit better. But maybe, hey, listen, it may be a little different this year, but
maybe.
We had a wonderful time at the Jim Ellis Classic or whatever the golf tournament they have out there. We're going to be at Chateau Elan tomorrow for the Jim Ellis Golf Tournament. I want to make sure I did tournament, classic, whatever they're calling it. But talk to
you had a nice time out there last
We had a big time out there. And we got out there. Y'all not getting there before us.
Absolutely not.
You're not getting there before us.
Absolutely. We will be waking up the chickens.
Exactly. so we looking forward to talking to members of the Ellis family and all the folks that will be out there. But today, listen, it's... You know, we talk about the beginning of seasons and how they feel.
Yeah.
I don't know how today feels for me, though, because we're starting. College football is off and running.
This week, and the weather this week felt like it.
A little bit.
You know, this weather
bit.
This week felt like it. What, in the mornings?
Well,
it,
yeah,
it felt like
that.
It felt like the start of football. It's going to change next week. The heat going to be back, y'all.
Yeah, it is.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
For just a little while longer, but this week was like a little preview in the morning, a little preview of what we got coming up.
This,
felt great.
There's 2 months that are like this throughout the course of the year. They give you a preview of what's coming, but then they kind of go back and forth. August is like February. Yeah. In that February gives you a little taste of spring, but then they go back and you might get a snowstorm. Right?
Right.
This is what we got going on right now. You, like you said, a little crispness in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Next week they're going to remind you, you got to water the grass.
Hey.
Because it's going to be in the mid-up 90s. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we sit here on this 24th, oh, that's what I forgot to say. On this Saturday morning, the 24th day of August. People rely on me to give the date because if you don't hear somebody say the date, can you go throughout the course of the week knowing exactly what the date is? You may know what day it is.
Yeah, but the date.
The date. I got to go look. I got to go look, so I apologize for letting that go there. We have got some folks joining us today, and as we mentioned college football, there's a game going on over in Ireland.
Yeah.
A nice matchup between Georgia Tech and Florida State.
Yep.
And I won't do too many more Irish accents there, but I just wanted to do a little bit one there. They are
supposed to be week zero.
Yeah.
That is what they call it because most everybody else will start next week, but there are some games.
This is the beginning right here.
Today, and we got a game here in town. We got Miac-Swack Challenge. We got Norfolk State and Florida A&M in town today. Man, over at Georgia State, over by Center Park Stadium, the parking lots are all set up. I mean, the bands are going to do pregame, out in the lot and whatnot. Meanwhile, the College Football Hall of Fame.
They're going to have something bright and shiny new.
Right. Want people to come down there. Going to have Big Boy doing a concert there this afternoon, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to get started for the football season, even though next week is going to be the big. Because next week, you got Georgia and Clemson at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at noon. And you got Georgia State playing Georgia Tech that evening at 8 o'clock, a few blocks away. So that's coming up next week. But today, we got some games. We got some other games around the country. We'll tell you who else is playing today.
Have you been into that College Hall of Fame, last year or two?
Yeah.
Now, do you do what folks are supposed to do in there? Like, do you put in West Georgia College? And then
yep, and you go up there and poop, all the West Georgia stuff pops up there.
Okay, that's what
I'm curious about. I mean, you see people, I see people like, well, I remember that. You haven't seen in a while and you wonder where they get all that from. But there's so much there and so much on display. And then there's so much they have stored that they have to bring out. There's a lot of just memorabilia, collectors, things, rare things.
Problem with that place is they got to expand that. And I don't know where they're going to go. They're going to have to go north and south. This is like Asia, like they do in Japan. Yeah. They don't get so much room, so they go up and down. They don't go east and west. But they're going to have to expand that place within the next decade, wouldn't you say?
Maybe so, because, that's just it. Where do you put everything? And certain things you want to have out there all the time, that people will come to a Hall of Fame and they expect to see. Then there are those things that you don't expect to see. Like for a while they had General Douglas MacArthur's desk.
What?
Yeah.
In a College Football Hall of Fame.
They had over there. So, I mean, that's just some of the stuff that's over there, man. I'm just telling you.
That makes me want to go over there just to find out what that was about.
It's an amazing place, and if you get a chance to go check it out, you should, especially on a day like today.
Not the corncob pipe and I shall return. No, it's just a desk. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Well, I brought up this whole thing with Georgia Tech and Florida State to say that we are going to hear from Chad Bishop,
yes,
who is over in Ireland.
Who is that?
HAC reporter. So he's going to be joining us. We're going to hear from Dan Panover, the GM of the Atlanta Dream. I was throwing his title out there just off the top of my head. This is how long he's been on the show a few times. I wanted to see if I could remember his title, and I feel success.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As opposed to last week's guest, whose title I want to get in Scrabble.
I know, that's right. I'll be doing a little bit of everything, right?
And then in the 9 o'clock hour, the conga line happens again. We've got Dustin Long, NBC, talking NASCAR.
Daytona.
You listen.
Anytime you're racing down there, it's a big deal. And it's a night race. They're racing tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's joining us on Saturday. Normally he joins us on Sunday.
And then we have Miles Garrett,
mm-hmm.
newly minted actor, also reporter. Here in town. Anyway, Miles is going to come on and talk to us about the Falcons. And we may bend his brain a little bit about the Braves, but we're going to get you set up for college football action today. And a couple other things. Noel's World coming up 7:40. Got a casting call I want to let you know about. And I want to just take a second to just mention, let's tell you what. Let's do our story of the week if we could, Sounder, for that. I'll actually throw it in there because I don't know what Sam's got.
Time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Listen, the Story of the Week for me, and I did this thinking of Noel, okay, is Tina Charles and her accomplishment.
Yeah, this I was week. There.
Look at a big smile I got on it. Come on here. I know you're busy.
I was there.
You. Oh, now you're going to one-up me.
No, just go ahead.
I knew you was going to be there. Yeah. But I just thought we don't have that many records to acknowledge that happened sports-wise in this city. And long as the light is as bright as it is on WNBA, let's acknowledge, because a lot of folks are catching up. I'm one of them. We get into the WNBA party, Atlanta Dream, a little late. But I'm not that unplugged not to acknowledge what happened this past week. And when I got that, I went, she's going to be proud of me. She schooled. I feel like Luke and you're Obi-Wan.
Yeah, Greg's been tapped in a little bit this season.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be there Wednesday night. I had to watch it from somewhere else. I'll tell you that of my story of the week. But yes, amazing accomplishment to become number two, especially with number one being on the court.
What are we looking at when we look at Tina Charles as far as in the totality of the WNBA? I mean, is she in the top 10? Is she in the top? When you start talking NBA players, when it's all said and done, at least right now, is she top 10, top 15 player, would you say?
I mean,
where is she landed?
It sounds crazy to say because, like, you're still watching her and it still seems like Tina has so much more left in the tank. But especially if you've seen her the past two games, all the energy she was giving on the floor. I'm a bucket! Tina Charles has a resume that is a top 10 resume in the WNBA. She has championships. She's number two all-time in scoring. It looks like...
And college now.
And college. And it looks like her
UConn.
Rookie... And a lot of her rookie records have stood until the drafting of Angel Reese. It looks like Angel Reese is going to break all her rookie records. But, like, you're talking about something... You're talking about a rookie from 15, 16 years ago. So look at how long... These records have lasted. She's second overall in scoring now. Her rebound numbers are insane, too. And it looks like she still has at least another 3-4 years to go play. So, yeah, Tina Charles, to me, is probably, like, closer to 7-6-5 right now and growing. So, shout out to number 31, Tina Charles, man.
So, I think all that's left is wondering who is going to induct her into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
That's the only comment. Who did she pick to induct?
Probably.
Who?
Geno, probably, if not Renee Montgomery.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Might be Geno.
They had a video for her tonight. They gave her the game ball encased in like a trophy situation.
Right.
And they had a tribute video tour, and they had Cheryl Swoops on it. And they had Tina Thompson, who she passed on.
Yep.
Geno Atkins and some other people on it. So it was a good moment.
All right. Well,
Tina to start
the game. That was my story of the week, and I thought you'd be proud of me. I learned. You know,
right.
It's your
all
average
right.
idiot you're dealing with here.
Can I go down?
Please do. I'll shut up.
We're going to have Karen Pristain on tomorrow morning. And my story of the week is the Wheaties box. And the Wheaties box that our homegirl got. Coco Gauff is on the Wheaties box.
Yay!
Whoa!
As we get set to play the U.S. Open. From the public courts in College Park to the Breakfast of Champions.
Wow.
You
and
know what I mean?
And dropped a new shoe this week. Now, Coco, win it.
You know, but here's the thing. She's the third African-American, you know, female tennis player to be on the box. Althea Gibson was on there long after her playing time.
Right.
2001, they put her on to honor her.
Mm-hmm.
Serena Williams got on there after she won 23 Grand Slam tournaments. She got on the Wheaties box. Coco is already there. 20 years old, defending U.S. Open champion. And, you know, everyone really, really excited about that this week.
All right. There you go. That was nice. This is
no pressure this week. You're playing the U.S. Open, and now you're in the Wheaties box. Now you got to go out.
And you left. And listen, I'm sorry, but I'm not the journalist you are, but we do what we do here. She's got kind of a little taste in her mouth after her exit from the Olympics.
Yep.
She got to get past that.
Yep, absolutely.
She got to take that taste out of a lot of people who saw that out of their mouths, too.
Yep. So, well, she'll bring them a bowl full of Wheaties and say, here, it's tasty. Wheaties are breakfast of champions.
Hey, listen, here's my other
congrats
story.
Congrats to her.
Here's my other story. I think you will agree with this. For the longest time, Johnny Carson was the biggest television star in America. After Johnny.
And you had to stay up.
And you had to stay up.
After the late news to see him.
There was no argument that he was the biggest star. And you can make a case that there was Bill Cosby for the longest time. He was the biggest television star. But arguably, the person during the daytime who is the biggest star and has been Oprah. My little extra story of the week is because of what happened this past week. There is no Oprah and everybody else without Phil Donahue.
Caller, are you there?
100% true.
I mean, and there people of a certain age, remember, there was I got to watch my stories and I got to watch Phil Donahue. That was my mother, that was my grandmother in the house when I was home during the days or during the summertime when there was no school. It was their stories. And I don't care where you came from. All little ladies love Phil Donahue. I don't care what color. That was like, he was like Kenny Rogers in that way.
It was like, who else could have a head full of white hair at that age and still be someone everybody thought was appealing?
Oh, good looking and all of that? Yeah.
Him and Bobby Crimmins.
Good call.
They got that early gray, and the women just swoon over them.
And the way they talked, too, both of them.
Right.
Bobby Crimmins had that New York thing that brought. Ooh, yeah, Bobby had that little thing working. But anyway, the passing of Phil Donahue, who, by the way, married that girl.
Yes.
Who is still just carrying the torch for her father.
Yeah. St. Jude golf tournament this past weekend up in Memphis.
So rest in peace, Phil Donahue, man. Did it all from right there in downtown Chicago.
Yep.
All right, coming up next here, talk about these boys, these Braves, and Sam got something to say about somebody local who ended that game last night.
We usually wait till 7 o'clock for something local. We got something local for you coming up.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Boy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. We are with you on this Saturday morning, the 24th day of August. And thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. But I got some bad news for you. We will be losing our Saturdays. We will not be with you on a Saturday for a while. This will be our last one for a while, but we got you covered on Sundays. This is what we do every year when college football starts, and so
yeah.
Mr. Crenshaw, though,
we're gonna pick up a Monday.
We'll pick. We got this next week. We do pick up. We pick up a Monday.
We won't be here on Saturday.
So
hey,
we're the both days. But then we should remind you, next week starts the your show.
Oh, high school scoreboard show.
There you go.
Yep.
We ain't got a sponsor for that thing yet.
We got sponsors.
Okay.
Shout out to QC Kinetics.
Okay.
He'll be sponsored with us once again this fall. And Chris Parker and I were saying, I think he went to see Pickens play last night. And that was the last chance to go out
Pickens
on a Friday
County?
Night and watch a game. Yeah,
I've been up there.
You know, that's he's like up the food chain over there with the
really?
School board. He's almost like second in command up there now. You know,
I got hired to do a dance up there once.
Yeah,
I thought, ooh, this is gonna be it was a beauty.
People watching you dancing?
No, it was a beauty contest, and I was hired as the MC. Right? They hired me through the
was a dance or the beauty contest?
I'm sorry, I misspoke. It was a beauty contest. I was DJing. I was playing music while the contestant came out, but I was actually the host, right?
Okay.
So I got all worked up into a lather. Beauty contest? Ooh, I'm going up Pickens County. And then they brought me up to some sort of very, very cozy country type restaurant.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, like, wasn't a chain, but it was one of those. And they wanted to meet me beforehand, right? I show up out there. There was that second of pause, and then we had a wonderful meal.
He had a great time.
And then I realized that all the contestants in the beauty contest were under the age of 9. and the previous
you weren't playing no records or nothing like that.
It was just music.
Okay, just music.
They wanted to talk about was the fact that they used to. They stopped it that particular year, but they used to have the host hold the hand of the contestant and walk them across the stage.
Okay.
So people could see them, right?
Yeah.
They stopped it that year.
Really?
Yes, they did.
Well, if we say that, I don't know.
One less thing for me to do. I looked at it. But yeah, I have memories.
Okay.
Some fond. Going up Pickens County. I've been up there a couple times since. Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you hear what happened to the Chargers yesterday before we get into the break?
Yeah, got stuck in the elevator. They haven't said which players there were.
No, they did not say that. It took 15 people to get them out. All I could think about was Speed. The beginning of that movie Speed with Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
But here's the thing that makes it art. Of course, anything having to do with the Chargers, you wait to see what Jim Harbaugh does. Right? And apparently, he afterwards invited them all after they got to the team meal. He invited them back to where they were all eating, and all the first responders. Source told ESPN that Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh invited all the Dallas Fire and Rescue staff to the team meal room to eat afterwards.
How nice was that?
Hey, there you go. So, man. That's one of those things that would make me.
You always get nervous sometimes.
I would claw through metal.
If you're on an elevator and you hear an unusual noise or something when you're on there, and you're like, okay.
I ain't Bruce Willis. I ain't climbing through the top and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I just can't do that, man. And See, there's things that I think about that if were they to happen, there is nothing soft underneath to save them. That's how I feel about ballooning. You know, people who go out in hot air balloons?
Yeah, you never been up in one?
I ain't going in one.
I've been up in one.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you made it back down here.
I didn't go up real high in it, but I mean, there was one at a high school football game on Friday night.
Okay.
I was at North Gwinnett. North Gwinnett was playing like Parkview or somebody, and the guy had a balloon up there, and me and the camera guy says, let's get up and get a little.
That's different. You're working. You know, you're doing a little thing there.
Right. So we got up in there, and they let us up there, and they. I don't know what they do to make the little fire come flying
exactly.
out of there and whatnot for you. I was like, yeah, I was like, okay, it's cool. Can we land now? You know?
See, you weren't trying to stay up there long.
Yeah, but that was, you know.
I'm not doing it.
For the experience.
Not volunteering for that.
Because
if there's a problem, there ain't nothing soft. Underneath, when you land, and unless you're doing it over a body of water, it's going to be a crash. And the same thing with an elevator.
Braves were home this week. And there were some spots out in the outfield. Did you see pictures with those spots?
What do you mean, like some grass that wasn't growing right?
Some grass that, you know, he had a concert out there last weekend.
Oh, well, there you go.
And the stage that was up, I think it was Luke Bryan. It was out there while the Braves were away. And they showed the field, and they had little yellow spot. I don't know what Ed, you know, Ed Mangan is like the
oh,
grand.
He is.
He is like the grandmaster of grass.
He's the Yoda. He's the Yoda of
this. I'm like, I wonder what Ed Mangan had to say about that. Because, you know, he is meticulous about the field. The first one was over here at Turner Field. He was at, and he's out there, and, you know, it's understood his reputation when it comes to that. Which, and I know it's a multi-purpose venue, although we've had it mostly for Braves games. I'm kind of surprised you do stuff like that in season. But, you know.
Them dudes are on a long road trip. You got to make some money in that place.
Instead
of taking it out of our pocket.
But I'm just saying. But it, you got to know that you're not going to have that kind of stuff.
Well, listen,
the way it looks.
Was there?
I'm sure Ed got it all tightened up.
I'm sure he did. And then he got that grass that, you know, you just pour some water on it, and the green stuff pops up. They could put some of that, or some sand down, right? like a divot on the golf course.
Yeah,
just pour some sand down there. It'll be good.
In a couple of days,
it'll be fine.
Good as new, right?
My thing is, was it bring your dog to the park day? Because that's the kind of thing that leaves
leaves spots.
That's what I was thinking. It was, you know, dog day out there.
Braves get the win last night, 3-2 final score over the Washington Nationals. And, you know, after taking 2 out of 3 from Philadelphia, you say, okay, here comes a crew that we ought to get. But these guys are kind of giving us trouble, the Nationals have this season. And so you take 2 out of 3 from Philly, you feel pretty good about that. And what do you think about the games in that series? To me, tight, one-run ball games. It's September baseball. It's September baseball, and it's time to win those kind of games. You do whatever it takes. And, you know, the bats may not be blazing. You're not beating them by 6-7 runs, but sometimes you got to make that one run stand up. Give it to the Braves in their bullpen. They've been doing it this week.
Who has been the Braves, the traditional Braves player, whether it's this group or going back, that was the one guy on a team that you didn't want to upset? You didn't want to poke the bear. You know, it's like what they say about Michael Jordan. You don't want to talk smack to Michael Jordan. You didn't want to say, and it doesn't happen that much in baseball, but I'm bringing this up for a reason. Was there a person that you just didn't want, like Acuna?
Yeah.
Okay, he'd be one. You didn't want to upset him or say something crazy to him.
Well, like when Chipper with the Mets.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Right.
Here's what I was.
They just brought out the best in him. Right?
I'm bringing this up. Why is Arcia poking the bear? He's relighting that back and forth he had with Bryce Harper.
Yep.
Hit the home run and started eyeballing. Bryce Harper going to have a gold jacket he ain't paid for. And you ain't going to get one of them. Yep. And you poking the bear and we get ready to go into the playoffs. Don't get this man worked up. That's all I'm saying. Just leave him alone. Hit your home run. Run around the bases and get back in the dugout.
I don't know. You know what? You know what, though? I'm not mad at that.
I'm just saying, let somebody else do it. Not you. Okay? I can see Ozuna maybe. Looking at, I got more home runs than you. What have you done? And this became a thing because you and him went at it last year, and you were punching up.
Yeah.
I didn't feel, you know, it's like one of those things. Man, leave sleeping dogs. If somebody else wants to go
but
at
it,
them,
but
cool.
You know what? It brings some more intrigue into the because we got more games coming up with these guys. Everybody's going to pull their seats up a little bit closer.
Exactly.
And pay attention. And I mean, because we're in, the bottom line is we take 2 out of 3 from those guys.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that. Now let's go up to see them and do the same thing. Last night, Chris Sale had another nice effort, great effort, 7 innings pitch. Gave up 2 runs, struck out 4 in the game, but he doesn't get the end. Iglesias gets the win, and he comes out and pitches fantastic out of the bullpen, who got some bad news this week, A.J. Minter's loss for the season. And so he's going to know what a valuable member he's been with the bullpen. But Iglesias goes 2 innings. He picks up the win. And the Braves win it 3-2. But the way they win it, you know, is kind of amazing. And it involved one of our home folks. Noel, you got that over there? Let's check it out.
Ground ball. Abrams has it.
Now, that doesn't really do justice to what happened, but go ahead.
Thanks to the folks over at Bally's, by the way, for that. C.J. Abrams is a young man who is from Atlanta, and you know we saw him play his high school ball and everything over at Blessed Trinity, and it seems like almost every series when the Nationals play the Braves, something happens involving him.
He gets the yips.
I don't know why.
Because he got his family, he got his friends here, he got all the folks in high school here. That makes you get a little tight when you had to perform like that.
I don't mess with Wheeler.
Some people handle it
differently. Wheeler comes out here and pitches his you-know-what off in front of his home folks. But I mean,
he got the yips. That's what happened. He threw it away.
Thank you, home folks. We appreciate it. Thank you.
That was the first thing you said.
Thank you. But, you know, and the Braves win it 3-2 and 10, you know.
it was a nice win. I'm still thinking about that whole Philadelphia thing and them. You know, we got to go up there. But maybe, to your point, this year we do to them what they've done to us. As we used to sit atop the division, and they were kind of coming up, and we were looking at them like, we ain't got to worry about that.
I've been saying this for a minute.
You have. I'll give you credit for that.
You know what I mean? I've been saying this for a minute.
Let's
man.
Sneak
you know
up. What? Bats got to wake up, as you like to say.
Bats wake up at the right time, and let's take these guys out. We don't have to win the division. We just want to get in. We know chances are we're going to have to see them, and let's take them out when we see them. Meanwhile, this your starting rotation for the postseason, if you want to go ahead and think about it, is starting to kind of take shape. And we're going to get Charlie Morton in this game today, and he's got more postseason experience than anybody on the whole doggone pitching staff. But still, you have Max Fried this week pitching like you want to see Max Fried pitch. You know what you're getting with Sale. Schwellenbach is kind of like showing, hey, I can be that guy. I can come in and be a consistent starter for this team. And for all that's gone wrong and people who aren't there, you're starting to see who those people – and, you know, you figure in the course of a season, it comes together anyway, right? You would like to have seen it from the beginning all the way down, but here we are right now, mid to late August, and that's starting to come together. We'll see where Morton factors in, see how he performs when he pitches today.
Say it out loud. You feel like they can bring it together, missing Ronald Acuna, Spencer Strider,
yep,
and now Austin Riley.
Yep. Yeah.
Good luck. I want to see it.
Okay.
I'm not saying no, and stranger things have happened.
Absolutely.
But this is, you know, winning it in 21 without Acuna is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
These other two guys, and by the way, can somebody put an APB out on Matt Olson? I mean, please.
Yep.
But let's see what happens. Like I said, stranger things have happened. It is Sam and Greg. Falcons finished up their preseason last night.
Yes, they did.
Let's talk a little bit about that next.
Woo.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
They call me Magarena, and the boys they say que soy buena. They all want me, they can't have me, so they all come and dance beside me. Move with me.
I ain't heard this version. Usually it's a dude singing. I ain't heard his family. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Same song.
Okay, I just never heard that beginning part.
Yeah.
Radio version. Everybody in here is bopping. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey. Yeah, I wanted to know all the players because you were talking about the Braves. And there was a shot where there were people doing this in the stands last night at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a thing about who does the Macarena anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought, well, you know, it's one of those.
It's a little different because usually with most games now you do, after seventh inning stretch, people do YMCA, which is another one of them participation mm-hmm. things. Everybody stands up and spells out YMCA, right?
Not a Wrigley mm-hmm. Field.
Well, I mean, that's what, but not. But.
We do bad Harry Carey impressions.
Well, that do that. Do they play anything after Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
You sing, you all sing it.
Right,
yeah,
right,
they give you the recording of Harry, and then.
Yeah, but most people, seventh inning stretch, will sing, do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But right. Then afterwards, they'll have something,
they do that?
A song like that. You know, yeah. So,
I've been waiting on the Braves to embrace the swag surf like the rest of Atlanta. You got the fourth quarter swag surf everywhere. I've been waiting for the seventh inning stretch swag surf.
You need to get on that. Me and Sam attempted that, and we looked like.
Yeah, we did. We did try
it
that.
Was,
try
it was not good.
Night,
at 90s, that. That night we head out at the Hawks game.
Oh, 92.9 The Game. Now,
yeah.
They're like the only major team in the city that doesn't do a game ending or crowd energy inducing swag surf.
Now, who came up and jumped up out of the stands and was doing it with us? Right in front of me and you.
Oh, no. Boosie.
Boosie.
Yeah.
Boosie always have a good time at the Hawks game.
He just does his thing down there, man.
Yeah, I told Megan I was going to count how many swag surfs I'm in
here. He can't wait for the season to come back, for basketball to come back. He had a great time down there.
it's so much. I was gonna.
And then there's NFL preseason football.
Yes, plenty of seats available last night. Did she shout at the stadium?
You know what?
Plenty of seats available.
But you know what? And talking with people, and I talked with a number of ex-players this week. I made a point to talk to them. What do y'all make of this preseason?
Mm-hmm.
And they all they both said, I get it. I get what's happening. But how do you get people prepared to play regular season games? Now the regular season, the first two regular season games, you can say, well, you can't expect much. You know, they haven't done that. So you lower your expectation for your first two games of the season?
This is the conversation you knew was going to happen. You didn't know how it was going to happen. These dudes are trying to make money. They throw in the 17th game, pretty soon an 18th game.
Right.
And they had to squeeze the preseason. So there's a give and take, however you want to look at it. And then you talk about, well, yeah, you want to throw in a fourth game in preseason so you could achieve what you say you have done traditionally and getting yourself ready. That's one more opportunity to get hurt. That's one more. And you're not playing at 100%. You're playing at, what, 65, 75% because it's preseason? Then you're going to go into 100 miles an hour into these 17 games with, what, one or two bye weeks if they add an 18th game?
Right.
I just think that whatever used to be as far as what you achieved in the preseason is fluid right now, much like what we're watching at the beginning of a game. I'm not that person who's going to sit and wave my finger at the new kickoff rule. Looks pretty interesting. I've seen some boring ones, but I've seen some exciting ones. So it's a wait and see.
We haven't seen the strategy come into that
exactly,
yet.
Exactly.
You know, nobody wants to tip their hand. There's some special team coaches now who cooked up some stuff. They're not
okay.
They're right. You know,
they ain't gonna show it.
They're not gonna show it right now.
Okay.
You know, so week one, fasten your seatbelt. You're gonna see some things done with that. You know, that you said, well, they didn't do that during the preseason. Well, most people during is very, you know, straight ahead in the preseason, you know. And so that's the thing. With this game last night, you know, and, well,
exactly.
Jacksonville plays Trevor Lawrence. Good for them. Mm-hmm. You know, 31-0. I'm just wanting to get last night over with, you know, for me, from my perspective. For the coaching staff, you know, for Raheem Morris and all the staff, they got to do evaluations.
Yeah,
that's what this game really helps them make their final decisions about who's in and who's out and who we going to hang on to for practice squad. That's the type of thing that last night was all about, you know, and we'll find out who makes that, and then you do all your stuff you have to do practice. You're in your game prep. You're in your weekly routine that's coming up, and that's what you're going to see. The question is, who are we going to get to see playing quarterback in the first game? Who we anticipate seeing? You know, is Kirk Cousins? Are they satisfied with where he is enough to say okay? Let's go ahead and go.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You
subscribe to that because of the same thing that's going on in Pittsburgh. It's easier to go from Kirk Cousins to Penix than the other way around. Just like it's easier to go from Russell Wilson to Justin as opposed to the other way around. You bring Justin Fields in and you make him the starter. This dude who got a Super Bowl ring and actually should have two is going to have his feelings hurt. And I don't care how much rah-rah talk he does in the postgame,
yep,
he's going to feel a certain kind of way. Because of all the conversation that started during this preseason. Once he landed in Pittsburgh, coach said he is, you know, it's his job to lose, or however he framed it. He says he's going to be, how did Mike Tomlin put it? He had some analogy to what Russell was going to be as far as the starting quarterback
okay.
when the season starts. And throughout preseason, despite how he's looked, he has never wavered off saying Russell Wilson is going to be our starter in week one.
Yep.
All right. And I think that's given some calm to Justin Fields, despite how he's looked. You, man, you still got to wonder if, I don't know, Arthur Smith going back there, do they think he's going to resurrect what he did in Tennessee? He ain't got Derrick Henry on the Steelers team.
No.
And we saw what he did here. I don't think that we lost an offensive guru. Excuse me. I just don't. And so what he's doing now with the cumbersome nature of what's going on in Pittsburgh, is he the dude to make this thing work?
I don't know.
You have to ask.
We'll have to see that. But, I mean, that's a situation of two guys who are supposed to be healthy. Our situation here is somebody you're trying to get healthy to the point that you feel – comfortable putting them out there, you know, with defenders coming around them. And I think that's the difference in this situation here that makes ours different. You know, you could end up getting Penix for the first game. And, you know, that's the whole thing. It will be under a different circumstance. If they're completely satisfied, you know that Kirk Cousins is healthy and ready to go.
And if you saw Penix, if you saw Penix, you'd scratch your head, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's the thing.
Yeah, so.
You know, but that's a different thing that's going on here. I mean, like you said, you know, we talk about the preseason and what you see and what you don't see. We're looking forward to seeing this defense, this with the additions that the Falcons are going to have. We got this defense all of a sudden with this player that you got a plan for. Matthew Judon brings us something that we haven't had in a long time. The opposing team, he's a disruptor. He's a disruptive force, and they got a plan for this guy. And so, to me, that is delightful. I was listening to Dukes and Bell this week, and they were talking about it. Had Steve Weich on NFL Network, and he was saying that to have a guy that other teams have to plan for, you know, on defense is something that we haven't had in Atlanta here in a long time. And that's, to me, that's the thing. And that sets the table for a lot of things. It sets the table for your linebackers, also set your table for your secondary. Shout out to A.J. Terrell. Got his paper this week.
He
got his money this week, right?
I mean, again, this is all about Coach Raheem and him convincing those folks in the executive offices, you got to give me the checkbook. We need to lock up some of these guys for, I'm not just trying to win this year. We need to have this team together. Because, again, you got the next 10 years sitting behind Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
So you got to get all these young studs signed up and have them locked in and have those players on this Falcons team and start to build. I think he's doing this like a marathon runner. That's the way I look at it. And I got nothing bad to say about what is happening and what he is doing, at least the information that we're getting, as far as putting the infrastructure together on this team.
Now, there's some people who got their arms folded, got their mouth stuck out, that they didn't see any of these people in preseason games.
Whatever.
I'm okay with it.
Me too.
You know what I mean? I'm okay with it. You do want them to come out and you want to see a more polished product for a regular season game, and you wonder how much, you know, you're going to have considering the reps in live game action. Yeah, you can have scrimmages. You can have all things like that. You can have your joint workouts with the Dolphins. All that's nice, you know, but you still wonder about that as far as your season opener. You know, you don't know what you're going to get as far as Pittsburgh in the season opener as far as their quarterback spot. You do know what you're going to get with their defense, and that's the other side of it. You know, you got to be ready for that. But other than that, you know, hope that people who bought season tickets will use their tickets and not sell them to the Pittsburgh folk. Because I'm sure that, you know, they got their money ready. They coming to town with money.
Well,
they coming to town with money. You know, that's the thing. They always do, right?
They might get their feelings hurt because they might see that new edge rusher knocks the you-know-what out of that quarterback situation they got going on. So they might want to think about getting Justin Fields in there. And, of course, he's coming. Well, let's see. Hang on. Look at something here. Just went off my screen here. Oh, doggone. Don't you hate when that happens?
Oh, no. What's wrong? What happened?
No, the screen just went blank.
What'd you do?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out here. Anyway, I'll come back to that. But just talking about, you talked about the tickets. How many tickets how many name former Atlantans, like you like to talk about home folks,
oh, wow,
they're going to be at this game, you can think of, that are going to want tickets?
For
this one, for the Steelers, Steelers Falcons.
Oh, always. Well, I know a bunch of people who live here, big time Steelers fans. Anyway,
I'm talking about players too. Go.
But players, I mean, Fields, obviously.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of people that will want to come out and be a part of it. But that's every week in the NFL. We got home folks on practically every roster that has, and they got to make arrangements when they come to town. they get some tickets for some people.
Y'all not asking the important question.
Uh-oh, okay. Hang on a second.
Go ahead.
That is our Noel. Did you do your good morning already?
Good morning.
We got to get that. It's like me with the good morning. All right, go ahead.
Will Ciara be at the game week one? That's the important question.
Can I tell you something? I'm not glad you brought that up, but I don't know if she will. But here's the thing. If I was Russell Wilson, I'd have a problem with Stephen A. Smith.
Huh?
I'd have a big problem with him. And if he was any other type of dude, like if he was Bart Scott, I would believe there'd be a fight around the corner. What he's been saying is, all right, you know how we talk about, and we all have our opinions of Will Smith and what he did at the Oscars. Well, one of the things that Stephen A. Smith has enjoyed saying since Russell Wilson left Seattle and went to Denver and had the type of career he's had at Denver, which is why he's now in Pittsburgh, is that he would say, Stephen A. Smith, the only thing good that Russell Wilson brought to Denver was Sierra. And he said it repeatedly in a snarky kind of way. Now, I don't mind snark, but it's when you bring the family in like that and you talk about somebody's wife like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like I said, you get what he's saying, but at some point, I would talk smack about a musician, but not somebody who plays football. And I don't care what position you play. I don't care if you're a kicker. I wouldn't mess with Pat McAfee. You know what I mean? You play professional football.
Yeah.
You have a certain kind of button that gets hit when you are in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody does something ill to you or your family, I would imagine that button gets hit. I'm just saying, if it were anybody else and you were saying that kind of stuff, and he's been saying it since he was in Denver,
mm-hmm.
and you saw him in public at one of the shows or whatever, I'm just saying. And Stephen A. Smith, like say, he walks around with bodyguards now, you know, because he's making all this money and he upsets people and he got to have folks around him to protect him. Russell Wilson just might pull him by the back of the collar and pull him aside and say, you know, and do a Will Smith. That's all I'm saying. That's what made me think about it when you brought up Sierra. Because he's been saying his the only thing he brought good to Denver was Sierra. And he said it repeatedly. And then he said it again last week. And talking about his time in Denver. So that's what made me think about it, because I've heard it recently.
Shaking my
head. Y'all ain't feeling me with this one? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? It's just, why you got to bring her up and making your point? Especially him, for as much as he spouts out. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Get that out there. Because if you see something around the corner, there's a beef between Stephen A. and Russell Will, you'll know where it came from. Because he's been saying crazy stuff about his, talk about me as a player. Leave my family out of it.
Well, I'll wait for that secret base beef video.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, really?
If you heard that from anybody else, you would just say, talk about me, that's fair. But you bring my wife into it, you bring my kids into it, then, you know, something's got to be said. And I don't care that much about Russell Wilson. I'm more mad at Pete Carroll than I am him for not having two rings.
I mean, we could be mad at Pete Carroll for a lot of things.
Yeah,
like
we are.
Like how he ran out of USC.
He's back there, I heard.
Well, I mean, you know, time heals all.
I think he's a teacher, though. You're not coaching nothing. I think he's just back there as a teacher.
You're hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's teaching. I did not understand the rules.
By the way, can somebody answer this question for me? When will the Fab Five get their love back? We saw Reggie Bush get his trophy back, and the NCAA acknowledged that stuff was, you know, we shouldn't have done what we did. When does it happen for the Fab Five?
No, seriously. Let's pull that stuff on out.
Is it right? I mean, is it kind of the same thing? They're going to right the ship with him. Do the same thing. Get Chris Webber and him in a room, or whoever the NCAA person is, or even if they don't have to have him there. But we've seen this first shot across the bow where NCAA is going back in righting wrongs that really shouldn't have happened.
I might as well. Everybody acknowledges it anyway. You might as well just give them their banners back. I mean, they already have the banners. Let them take them out of the boxes.
No, they ain't got nothing. Well, they got them somewhere. They
stored.
You see more pictures.
Let them take them back out of the boxes.
You see more pictures of Ramil Robinson and Gerald Ford in the hallways at Michigan than you do Chris Webber.
Which is ridiculous.
And all the
Nikes they sold. It's ridiculous.
So I was just curious about that. Anyway, well, listen, we're going to talk more about Falcons and what we saw during preseason and what to expect against Pittsburgh. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, is going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But up next, 7 o'clock hour, going to get a call from Ireland, we hope. Georgia Tech, Florida State is going at it, and AJSA reporter Chad Bishop, hopefully, will reach out to us. There'll be no problems in the lines there. Also going to venture into Noel's world coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But up next, as we do, Mr. Crenshaw lets you know what's going on locally. Did we play? Oh, I didn't give you the heads up on that. Did we play? Ah, that's on me. You know this song? You don't have time to hit it back and do it from the beginning, do you? Are you a fan of the Alan Parsons Project, Sam?
I've heard them, yeah.
Okay, did you know they have a very famous song that you know but didn't know it was theirs? Listen. This is the Alan Parsons Project, and the song is called Sirius. It actually had a name. It's like when people found out Andy Griffith Whistling Song actually had a name.
Exactly, had a name, right.
They are so, this is so attached to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, the Bulls,
the
right?
Bulls, yeah. And Ray Clay.
Yeah.
Rob, North Carolina. But I was listening to this, and I went, Sam and I have never talked about this. So when you hear this song, know that it's the Alan Parsons Project, and the song is called Sirius.
Wow.
Insignificant information. There you go. It's Sam and Greg heading to the 7 o'clock hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.